deep seeping sleepy need coming up from inside, and the implications of being unable to hide from your urges, your fantasies, especially when you worship, whether under or on your knees, your partner's body grinding, giving you an act of devoted service, where devoted service is what you do, is what you are, contemplated as the center of the very spiral that will dunk you far, far under. A sweet flood of honey, the finest lip gloss, juices on your lips as your tongue slips out and provides the red carpet for a delicately adored sensation, for your mouth to be the center of the world that pussy experiences, for your taste on the clit to turn into desperate suckling, slurping, attenuating your aching act of worship to exactly what is needed for that quivering quim to overspill, to fall over the edge and into oblivion until all there is your tongue, your innocent tongue that, infused with this devotion, moves slowly, stirring ripples in the psyche of whoever you slurp and suck and put your tongue against as they buck against a tongue that is desperate. Give the informational file to the pussy's owner, but you're there for the pussy, there for the cunt as offering, there for the quiver, shake, tremble of thighs that both need to spread wide and have attempted enclosure as well. Your tongue is the center of attention, the only thing those tensing walls, that ever-increasingly glistening pearl, could possibly pay attention to, and that want for you, that riotous, sensuous, joyous pleasure, fuels your devotion and your lover's enjoyment. After all, your partner's enjoyment is so valuable that it turns into your enjoyment as well. So to begin, visualize it. Start there. Don't steer around it. Not the sensuous cant of a hip. Not the glistening inner thigh. Though yes, that is sexy. Turn your mind's eye to the cleft that begs for your mouth, the demanding altar which magnetically draws in, shivering goosebumps flowing over your skin, horny aching desire for you to satisfy and serve, taking you to the place you deserve, giving the pleasure that a cunt lapping offering must serve up to that altar, exactingly sexy, powerfully inalterable. Your urge is from the moment you lean down. Your urge is from the moment that renowned glistening nectar, that ambrosial scent, fill your brain, reconditioning you through association with this moment, night-night pet. Deeper and deeper down, your lover can watch you as your tongue touches down on a surface it will feel glued to unless lifting it lets you get a better stroke angle, a better lap along the clit, over the slit, plunge deep and give internal sensations. Your tongue is more powerful than you give it credit for. Sweep the tip through the narrows of the pleasured valley, beneath the hood, onto the clit, watch for oversensitivity, modulate your approach, slide closer to your goal, on hands and knees or laying down, your mind in thrall. You under control, and therefore in control, your puppeted response a dance over thighs, the flesh of the skin, the roll of your eyes, immersed in the scent, the taste that has barely begun to erode your mind. There is so much ground for us to cover, just as your tongue crawls and creeps along, grounding the fell electricity, the siren song of honey-scented pussy, of aching wanton ambrosial musk, of your mind gone, of the need to touch yourself, touch there, spread the lips, help your tongue slide more easily, find the pleasure you lacquer on in layer after layer of your brush. Painting artistry and the artist's touch is appreciated. You touch much, much more. It is appreciated. You have given what was in store the whole time, an aching wind of your tongue. You were always going to overcome what little resistance exists when you remember to lap the clit. Now remember to lap the clit. Remember you are being observed, that the more you look like a wanton, pussy-bound thing, the more you seem an object, a pump for moiling out the deep winding gruel caused by arousal you don't even know you're engendering as you lap about, lick the clit, melt your mind, slather it, your mind unwinds. Deep inside your brain, you're still breathing on inner thighs, even if you haven't licked yet or you pause to get your breath. But still inside your brain, the ambrosial scent, the honey leak that coats your brain. Slippery, sticky honey, coating your mind so as you try to get your thoughts out, they slip back down, lacking the gravity for escape velocity. So you are the impulses of your body instead. And the thoughts I drop into your head, of course. You get closer and closer. It's a matter of course, extending your tongue, slurping underneath, sliding from the bottom up, up the slit, up to the tip of the clit and sucking deep. The closer you get, the more your warm breath seeps back through that honey and warms it, melting it, letting a few thoughts of yours trickle through. But by then you're so horny that what are the odds? Anything that makes it through the remaining layer of sticky, molten pussy ambrosia will just be a pussy-related thought anyway. How many of your thoughts are pussy-related already? It's more than one or two, dripping into you, nectar, the sweetness of knowing you're doling out pleasure by the mere motion of the most powerful muscle in your body, the strongest muscle you have. So work it out, lay back, spread legs, get out of the way, because you're being welcomed in. Listening and watching your display, anyone would be drawn in, melted down into a ball of juicy lust. That's what you're doing. Your every slurp is so powerfully utter gone that it inspires confident hypnosis in those who relax onto your tongue. It's a very soothing sensation. To have your clit bounced on a tongue, to have your pussy spread, and that broad, flat surface pushed inside. Do your best to deliver that sensation. The body cannot hide from how soothing that is, and how being the center of attention can make us feel awkward. You have the power to lick that awkwardness away. How many times would it take? One, two, your tongue digging in, slurping against, pulling attention to you. And since attention is on you, since you can't help but draw it in, you have a chance to say, yes, you deserve this. to nod and moan. If you're asked how you like it, you nod. You just groan. You keep your mouth attached like it's magnetized. Breathe deep. It's only going to bring more pussy inside your brain. Inside your nose, there are little portals that go right up to your brain. It's why they say it's the most powerful sense tied to memory. The physical organic component of the shape of the molecule of the scent of that nectar as you yearn and burn for the heat of your lover's sex and the nectar that coats your brain. The more of it you've been drinking, the less you've been thinking, the more you've been sinking into an amber puddle of honeyed ambrosia.